This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Magic! Yes, this is a magical romp through the world, courtesy of the perspectives of Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's 7 past the hour. Wednesday was yesterday.
Good job, Thursday. Dougie. You get a gold star.
And tomorrow is Thursday. Okay, so here's a theory. I don't know if it's a philosophy. It's a theory I have. Lots of talk about the earthquake in Italy. Not much talk about the earthquake in Myanmar. Look at the color of the skin of the people that live in Italy, and then look at the color of the skin of the people that live in Myanmar.
Well, how bad is that compared to Italy?
How bad is it?
Yeah, it's not as severe, right?
Well, it's because there aren't as many people around.
It was a big earthquake, but I think the story for Italy is that there are far fewer earthquakes that impact Italy, and a whole town was destroyed because there's just no infrastructure there. There's just less destruction.
So am I just being a troublemaker by suggesting?
Okay. We already have enough racial stuff going on. Let's just skip that today.
All right, let's give a hip hip hooray to Singapore, as long as we're traveling around the world. Today, they have the first self-driving taxis being used. People can use their smartphone to direct the taxi. There's something really wrong with all of that.
What are the roads like in Singapore?
Because they're particularly good.
I think of movies I've seen in like India and stuff where I would be terrified to drive there. Singapore. I don't know if it's anything like that in Singapore. Or not.
I thought Singapore was very modernized.
There are parts of it that are. If you remember one of the Indiana Jones movies, there was a portion of it done in one of Singapore's cities. I'm trying to remember which one it was. The kid driving the car. I think it was the second one. It is really actually that's unfair to say the whole place is kind of backward because it's not.
Yeah.
But there are places.
You're right. I'm looking at pictures of the roads now and it looks like here.
Everything's super modern. Yeah.
Which, like, to be fair, I still wouldn't want self-driving taxis here.
Yeah. In the cities, it's fine. Out in the country.
Yeah.
It's like being in China. The eastern cities in China, all of them along the eastern rim, from Beijing down, I mean, any city you go to in eastern China is great. You go inland about 1,000 miles, or better yet, you go inland 2,000-3,000 miles, and it is like you're on another planet. There's no infrastructure, there's nobody there. All these people just live scattered all over the place. There's no government, there's no city, there's no they just live out in the middle of nowhere. And that's kind of the way it is in Singapore to a point. There's some you wouldn't think that it was the same city. I'm sorry, it was the same country. Comparing that is what is where most of the people live and where very few people live. And to be fair, out there in the areas in China I'm talking about is close to Siberia, and it's really almost uninhabitable. People like living on the moon. Why did the soccer league suspend Hope Solo? 6 month suspension. What'd she do?
She called out the Swedish team and called them cowards.
Basically, she's a bad loser. What happened. But I think this isn't just because of that. From what I've seen, it's also taking into account the fact that she was arrested on a suspected DUI with her husband in a soccer like team vehicle, and also for domestic violence against her sister and her nephew last year, which they didn't prove, but she's been very in the news for some great things.
Yeah.
Really?
She went a little whack. I don't know what happened.
Well, that's too bad. It's a name that's well known, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, she's phenomenal as a soccer goalie. Yeah.
And please, she's Han's sister. I mean.
Really? Something missing there. Okay.
Yoda.
Prison news.
Weren't we doing something with Yoda?
Yeah, we changed our... The paddle has changed now. This is from the latest in the national magazine, Prisons Today. The story about ramen noodles. It may be surpassing cigarettes as the most valuable commodity in prison. Study at the University of Arizona by the Arizona prisons. The lack of ramen noodles serves a dual purpose. On one hand, they're being used as money and exchanged among prisoners for things like other food and clothing and cleaning services.
They've even been used
as poker chips. But ramen in particular is used because it's considered a tasty, cheap, and calorie-dense food at a time when prison food budgets have been cut.
Well, and it also is very salty, and I would imagine, I don't know about prison food because... To my credit, I've never had to eat any of it. Yes, I know.
It's early.
But I would imagine it probably lacks flavor just from what you hear and see in the movies and on TV. So maybe the ramen noodles, because they're so salty, probably provide something. Plus, all you need is a cup of warm water, right? You could, like, dissolve away.
All I know about prison food is when Paris Hilton got out of jail after whatever it was, a few months, and she said that it was gross bologna sandwiches every day.
I do remember that.
Remember that?
Well, so what are they doing with the money? It costs $40,000 a year to keep somebody in the slammer. What the heck are they doing with the dough? If they're only serving...
Great question.
This one particular prison that they were studying has three meals a day, but they aren't all... They're not hot.
Like,
one
if
prison,
I lived without any luxury,
bologna sandwiches.
If I lived without any luxury and just lived in my house, it wouldn't cost me $40,000 every year, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
right. Yeah.
Think about it. If you,
and
you got to
make a mortgage payment.
Place, yeah.
Hmm. Well, we have this whole concocted weird thing about prisons anyway. The prison system in our country is so messed up, and why? It's the prisons and the whether public or private. Here's another item from the same magazine. Justice Department plans to stop using private prisons. Story actually in yesterday's Washington Post. The move doesn't mean private prisons be shut down. Officials are instructed to decline or significantly reduce their contracts when they come up for renewal. This is federal stuff. The Deputy Attorney General says private prisons compare poorly to public-operated ones and don't save money. Man, if they compare poorly, they must be awful, because the prison system run by the government sucks. So
well,
how bad?
I guess, I mean, if they, well, the private, I think the criticism on the private prisons is that they're basically just cash cows for the people who own them.
Yeah.
And they're keeping people in longer. They're stacking people, like, you know, in multiple bunk beds and stacking them on top of each other like sardines just to get more money.
Well, but if you committed a crime, why do we have to treat you so well?
I agree with you.
Why do we have to, why are we worried whether they sleep?
As long as your basic human rights, your basic human needs are being met, I mean, do we need to make them fancy?
No,
I don't think it needs to be fancy.
And by the
way, if the government is paying for this, and they're paying private prisons, and the prisons are keeping people in there longer, then, I mean, if we're spending, that's what I'm saying. So we could save money by taking them away from private prisons.
Well, then we'd have to build new prisons, because all the prisons are overcrowded now. That's why they use private prisons in the first place, because the public prisons are all overcrowded. We've got too many people in jail who ought not to be there. I mean, this isn't something to just say, all right, let's stop doing this, without rationally thinking it through and coming up with a plan. You don't just close them because there's, you know, some irregularity in their books. Come on.
I agree. I personally don't think that white-collar prison should exist.
Right.
Bernie Madoff should be teaching class somewhere and taking accounting.
They should have taken all his money away from him. He's still got millions.
Yeah.
Why take it all away from
him? And if you're a hacker, then they should be putting you to good use.
Right, put him to work.
House arrest or whatever. They all have mansions, so put an ankle bracelet on them. Make them do some good for the rest of the community.
Yeah, this country.
Your drug dealer, go sell EpiPens.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a solution. 16 past the hour.
Rev it up and bury the needle at Victory Motorcycles' Red Line Sales Event. Get rebates up to $2,500 or payments as low as $99 a month on a new V-twin-powered Victory motorcycle. Now is the time to own the big-wheeled Magnum Bagger or the liquid-cooled Octane, the most powerful Victory ever built. Offers valid in the U.S. and Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2014 through 2016 models and on 2017 Victory Octanes. Good through 8/31/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like 12 packs of mechanical pencils for just 75 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,502-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of the 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Doug and Jennifer and Victoria with the news from Mylan Drugs. You'll remember yesterday and this week, actually the last couple of weeks, people have been talking about the severe price hikes for the EpiPen.
Sure.
Now, good guys that they are, they announced yesterday, to great fanfare, okay.
Whoa.
That was loud.
We're going to now charge $300 for what we used to charge $100 for instead of $600. So, right away, they're heroes. You know how many times, this is really clever on their part. This, I think, was, this is no accident. This is not, they got bad PR. Oh, really? Did they? They got the person that runs the company took it on the chin for a couple of days for her $18 million bonus, and yada, yada, yada. So what sort of clever person do we have here? We have a person who says, all right, we'll take care of this. Listen, we're going to up the price six times, and then we'll cut it back so that it's half. We'll look like the good guys, even though by then we'll be making three times as much instead of six times as much, because we were never going to make six times as much anyway, but this makes three times as much look better. Follow my thinking?
Yes.
Follow him? Follow me? So the drug company is doubling eligibility for patient assistance programs, which means if you don't have any money, you've got insurance, but you can't pay anything else, they give it to you for whatever the insurance pays you. And let's see, most of the people that are in the program are in the federal poverty program or at the poverty level. A family making $97,000 a year would pay nothing out of pocket for the EpiPen auto injector, whatever that is. What's that? What is it? You wear it under your skin and it automatically gives you this stuff? How does that work?
No, the EpiPen is just, you stick it in your thigh.
Yeah, but what's an auto injector?
Well, it injects the
thing
itself.
That puts it in you.
Yeah,
so you stick the thing in
and
it gives it, you don't have to push a plunger.
Right. You don't have to inject it like a needle yourself, like a syringe. You just stick the whole device on your thigh, and then it does it.
Right.
It's called an auto-injector.
I heard that.
Well, you know.
What's it called?
Auto-injector?
Yes, right, exactly. Made by Elon Musk. 21 after the hour.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Jen and Victoria.
Every time I close my eyes,
it's Throwback Thursday. That is, we go back to this week in a recent year for a review of the top five songs. So we picked 2010 as the week, as the year for this week, last week of August 2010. Number five song belonged to Travie McCoy. What is this? Oh, Bruno Mars is singing.
Yep.
With Travie McCoy. The song's called Billionaire.
Playing basketball with the president, dunking on his delegates. Then I compliment him on his political etiquette. Toss a couple million, the air just for the heck of it. But keep the 520 scissor bins completely separate. Yeah, I'll be in a whole new tax bracket. We in recession, but let me take a crack at it.
I don't remember this. I know Bruno Mars.
Yeah, this was kind of everywhere for a while.
Was it?
It's a cute song, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's number five. Number four of this week in 2010 belongs to Katy Perry. Pretty good pop song. Called Teenage Dream.
Kind of Katy Perry that I love.
That's a good pop. Yeah. Yeah. Teenage Dreams. Ah, yes. We all remember them well. Number three this week belongs to Rihanna and Eminem. Love the Way You Lie. I expect this is not about how you lie down on the couch. Am I right? No, what, no? Leave me alone on this.
I don't know where to go with it.
Okay, I guess I got
dangle.
I got the message. Maybe that's, maybe I was right. Okay.
I think that's the last song Eminem has done, right?
Really?
I don't recall him doing anything since 2010.
I don't think so.
Do you have the hots for her?
Doesn't everyone?
But for Rihanna, I don't.
Okay, well, you don't, but...
But I'm unusual, I know.
Yes, you are unusual.
That's number three. Number two belongs to Taylor Swift. I've lost my enthusiasm for her. I used to be really a big fan of how she lived, and now I think I find her self-serving beyond what's acceptable.
Well, her music is still pretty good, though.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. You are not unusual in this instance. A lot of people are just really over it now with her.
Right. All right, so Bruno Mars
was a big hit.
Shows up twice on the countdown for this week. In 2010. He was on with the Travis McCoy tune, and now he's on his own with the number one song, Just the Way You Are. Everybody remembers this song. Crank it up, Garrett. Yeah.
Probably 30, right?
I feel like he's not 30 yet. Well, maybe he is 30 by now, yeah.
So what's his nationality? What kind of a name? Is this his real name, Bruno Mars?
No. His real name.
Why are you laughing?
Well, from Joe Jupiter over here, I would think it's probably a fake one.
Yeah, exactly. He is 30 now.
Wait a minute. That could be a real name, Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars, really?
Yeah, of course it could. Why would you think it might not be a real name?
It would never occur to me that it was a real name.
Really?
His name is Peter Hernandez.
Yes.
He's from Hawaii.
Yeah. So why are you laughing at me? I think that was a legitimate question. Why did you laugh?
I'm with Jen on this. Of all pop stars, like, that might be
fake. This is the way you go, huh?
Yeah, that would...
I mean, like, I would never laugh at you for saying, Katy Perry, because that's a normal name. Bruno Mars.
And Katy Perry's name is fake, right?
But all the names around today, like apple and orange and banana, any name is possible to be real. All right, you're dismissed. 28 past the hour.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,502-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Plan your dive and dive your plan. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how this simple rule can make the difference between a great dive and a not-so-great dive.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Proper dive planning is essential. Pick a dive site within the experience level of you and your buddy. Decide on the objective of the dive. Set a depth limit and time. Identify entry and exit points. And make sure you have a current emergency action plan. Finally, complete a pre-dive safety check and confirm your dive plan with your buddy. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
To On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Jen and Victoria on the air. Focus on schools, as this is the first full week for a lot of schools. Next week is, week after that, next two or three weeks, lots of conversation. Too bad we don't carry these conversations on during the entire school year, because most of them are worth consideration. Latest from California today about teachers' unions who are celebrating because the state's highest court yesterday, apparently, Jennifer, refused to review a case that threatened their job protections. Yeah, we need to have job protection laws for people like the guy who put his sperm in the brownies in the junior high school. And his job was protected by the union. And they said, oh, he's a terrible guy, but we have to do it because that's what our contract says.
You know.
So this has upheld the jobs for guys like that.
It's so silly. My mom, if you don't know, my mom was a teacher for 30 years with the LA Unified School District. She just retired. And the story came out, and as part of another radio show that I was doing, I was asked what the tenure amount of, like, what the amount of time is before you're tenured in as a teacher with the LA Unified School District. Mm-hmm. So I call up my mom, and she's like, tenure? What is that? It's almost like the unions have trained teachers to go, tenure? There's no such thing as tenure. What are you talking about? Well, my mom finally did a little research, and after only 4 years, you're eligible to be tenured in.
Right.
And, you know, yes, there are, you do want to have some protection for teachers, but more importantly, I think tenure, and I'd be curious to know what you guys think, especially as people who want to have kids, or maybe we can hear from some parents out there. To me, tenure not only protects bad teachers, but it also doesn't allow rewarding of good teachers. It sort of just keeps
everybody's
in one class. Right.
Yeah. Right.
And for me, I would rather, if teachers are doing a stellar job, that's how they should be getting raises. That's how they should be getting more money or incentives, whatever it is. And it just, it seems like it does a disservice. And I don't know why the unions are so steadfast. I mean, I guess they're trying to fight.
Because it protects their status quo.
Right. And it also protects their longevity because we know that they've really become more of just a political negotiating arm. But yeah, I mean, if someone who wants to have kids and who looks at kids going through the school system, I would want teachers to be rewarded, and tenure just doesn't allow that.
I would definitely. I agree. I remember one of my most frustrating experiences in high school was my very first French class, the very basic one that kind of is your foundation from everything after that. Yeah. Well, our teacher was a French and Spanish teacher for French and Spanish 1, and she couldn't pronounce anything correctly. She pronounced everything wrong. She didn't teach us any of the basics, and we didn't know this until we went on to the higher level classes and realized you're screwed. Well, she's tenured, and she'd been there forever, and why she'd been there forever and hadn't been fired and why she was tenured, I don't know, but it was essentially impossible.
That's the way it works.
Yeah.
When I was a teacher, and you got 3 years,
but I mean, like, why?
And you got tenure.
Yeah.
For no good reason.
Three
other
years.
Than you were there
so,
for 3 years.
So,
just because
you
toughed it out.
And, and even if you prove yourself to be a terrible teacher after that, it doesn't matter. And it's frustrating to the, I'm sure it must be frustrating to the other teachers who are doing a great job and to the students who are actually trying to learn something.
Right.
Well,
go ahead.
Oh, sorry, Victoria. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I get frustrated. I know, Jen, your mom is still inspiring students, and you said someone recently even mentioned her on a radio show call-in, and there are so many great teachers, but there are also so many bad teachers who literally get out of college and go, I don't know what I want to do, so I guess I'll just teach.
Yeah.
And I think that we need to change the conversation so that people always say, well, you know, you could always be a teacher. Everyone says that, and I've heard that my whole life, and that should not be the case. We shouldn't run
those that can't do teach.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But, you know, I don't even think that that's true. I think there are a lot of people who, I mean, it's not like you enter the teaching profession for glamour and tons of money, right? I believe that the heart of most people that go into teaching is to do some good. But at the end, even my mom acknowledges this. After you're hitting the 20, 25, 30-year mark, and kids are how they are these days. I mean, they're a pain in the rear end. A lot of teachers, not all of them, but there's an attitude.
Many of them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's this dialing out, so, you know, just kind of dialing it in, and they kind of just phase out a little bit, and towards the last 5 years of their teaching career, they might just be coasting towards retirement, and they're not going to get fired for that, and that's a bummer. A lot of the new teachers want to come in, and they can't get hired because these old teachers are still kind of hanging and waiting till they get to their marker so they get a good amount of money to retire with.
Pay them off and get rid of them. The bad teachers in California, in order to get rid of them, the average cost to dismiss a tenured teacher is $450,000 in legal fees for the district to get rid of somebody who's incompetent. So
obviously that's never going, unless someone, well, I was going to say, unless someone's doing something really horrible. Well, the guy with the sperm, I mean, that's as bad as it gets, pretty much, besides, you know.
He was on paid leave.
Yeah, I was going to say, beyond, I mean.
Right. He was on paid leave for years, that guy.
Yeah. So here's a judge declaring the tenure practices deprive students of the right to an education. That was the court case that that the student group Student Matters won a couple of years ago. But now in the appeals case, the California decision has been reversed. And so now there's a review of the reversal, and the teachers union says it's not the law that is the problem, poor practices by local administrators. Well, you can, the administrators don't want to get into it because it's time consuming and it requires some work. So you just let things slide. And this happens, by the way, all around. It's not just public school education. It's at the college level where there is a interesting, if you'll pardon the personal reference, yesterday I was talking to my daughter, who along with her husband are both professors at UCLA in Los Angeles. And I'm very proud of what she has done and what she's accomplished. She taught in a private school in New York, and then went to Los Angeles, taught private school there for 7 or 8 years, and now she's at UCLA. And she didn't want to, and specifically said to the department chair, I do not want to be on the tenure track, for a number of reasons, mostly because I want to be able to set my schedule so that my husband and I can take care of our child without outside help. But also, it requires you to publish, and it requires you to do a lot of research and things that don't always, the way the tradition has been set up, it's good for the educational institution to have all of these profs that have books galore and research galore, but what does it do for the students? And so Megan says it doesn't, in my estimation, if I were to write or do research, it isn't going to help the students get better education, the ones that I have. I want to focus on what we're doing in class. So as a result of that, the head of the department yesterday said to her that we are going to, it's funny how they do this. They have various levels, Jennifer, of profs. They have an adjunct, and then they have assistant professor, and they have associate professor, and they have full professor. And you don't usually get to full professorship until you have tenure, and then sometimes even long after that. But Megan says, all I want to do is teach because that's what I feel. I love doing it, and the reward for me is doing a good job. Or actually, I say this very lovingly, if you were to look at my daughter's Facebook page, you would see that it is populated. Jennifer, you're friends with Megan. You see that it's populated with two things. Pictures of Miles.
Your grandson.
My grandson. And comments from Megan's students about what's going on in class and what they're getting out of her class. And she never tells me that. I just see it. I look at the postings on her Facebook page. So there is the people who are conscious. And maybe this is what's coming along. I'm not sure about the younger profs. Megan's in her 40s, so maybe there's a different point of view. But the group that she's with all believe the same thing. They don't want to have, they feel that if you can't do the job, you shouldn't be there. And so we don't want protection from, by having tenure. We want protection by doing a good job. Now, where is that? Is that the antithesis of thinking today when it comes to work, because people who don't want to do their work? Or is it a refreshing sign of things maybe changing, because we had a period of time, a lot of people my age, couldn't wait to retire because they didn't like what they were doing, or they milked the system. I passed a guy, I almost stopped and talked to him yesterday. He's my FedEx guy, delivery guy. And he's about my age, been working for FedEx. He retired from some job when he was in his 50s, went to work for FedEx. And so it gets close to 4 o'clock, and he, instead of going back and getting more stuff to deliver, he sits beside of the road and kills a half hour because he doesn't want to go back to the FedEx office, get more packages, and bring them out. To me, that is such a waste. How do people think like that? Or why do they? I know
boring.
People do. That's horrible. I mean, what are you doing with your life? Well, I don't want to work anymore. I don't want to go in and have them send me out because that would mean I'd have to work more. They pay him overtime, time and a half, after 4 o'clock. He still doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
So I felt like stopping and saying to him, why are you sitting there, Fred? But I didn't.
What do you think his answer is going to be? Who knows? Well, I mean, my boyfriend's dad was a manager at FedEx for years and ran all of their shipping and stuff, and he said that there are so many claims every year that FedEx has to just write off because delivery guys just don't deliver the packages because it's either inconvenient or whatever, or they don't take them.
And that's a very heavily the reason I bring it up is because as a comparative, it's a very heavily unionized country.
Yes, very
heavily unionized.
Mm-hmm.
And these people get away with a lot of stuff because they know they're not going to get canned.
Exactly.
So the point is that unionism doesn't foster creativity. It doesn't foster loyalty. It doesn't foster the work ethic that's necessary. I mean, you look at how successful FedEx is, and you think, how much more successful would they be if many more of their employees gave a damn? And that goes for teaching. I think it goes for anything, doesn't it? I mean, look at the situation here with me and my little radio program. It's about to go into its 29th year. Without Jennifer and Victoria and Kara to care about what goes on, they could show up. They're all professionals. They could do, they could get by. Well, frankly, I wouldn't allow them to just get by, but I don't have to say that to them because they all have the right motivation because they're inspired by each other. They all have, all of the people, fortunately, that I've been able to put together here are all people that work well with each other. And I think that's part of the key. If you have a rat in the group that sort of spoils the old business about one bad apple, that will spoil it for a lot of other. Well, he's not doing anything, so why should I? You know, there's a certain...
It's a cancer.
Inspiration, exactly. There's a certain sort of, I don't know, it's not something that you can touch, but there's an attitude that comes with doing a good job. And one of the things that I have been reading about lately in my, part of my getting out of my old pattern stuff that I'm working on, is I've been great through my life at saying I was sorry for doing things that weren't, that I might not have done or probably shouldn't have done, whatever they are. But I'm not good at thank you. And I realized it was because I grew up in an atmosphere where my father never said thank you, never congratulated, never said you'd done a good job. It was always, if you don't do a good job, you're going to be taken to the woodshed. And if you do a good job, well, you know you've done a good job, so. But there's a cycle of, it's overdone in some circumstances where you see those bumper stickers, I'm the proud parent of an 8th grade honor student from Mofusky Junior High School. That's meaningless. That doesn't do anything in my
opinion. Well, maybe it means something to the kid.
It does. I think if you do a good job and you individually paper that's good, or when we have a good day, here on the radio program. We all know when we have, some days are good, some days are better. And when we have it, we sort of all, we don't even necessarily have to say it to each other, but we feel it.
It feels
and
good,
we,
sure.
We like it. It feels good. Yes, it does feel good when you do a good job. And sometimes that's more important than pay. I mean, it's important to get paid, but when I don't have any money to pay, then I'll tell you you're doing a good job and hope that that's...
We'll be paid in hugs or something.
Wow, that's so new age.
Hugs and, hugs and kisses. I know what I'll do. I'll send you Warren Eckstein's hugs and kisses vitamins for your dog and cat. That's what, I'm going to pay you off in hugs and
in dog treats.
Can I use them for something else? I don't have a dog or a cat.
Well, maybe you should get one. It's 11 before the hour.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Burger King presents... Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Ah! is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
To On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
This is perfect Chucker stuff because he loves these weird guys like Tim Burton, who's off his rocker. This is music from Beetlejuice, which actually, even though it wasn't, it's not my cup of tea, the fact that it had Michael Keaton playing yet another crazy, wonderful role shows you I have great respect for Keaton. I think he is a fabulous actor. Look at how many different creatures he's created as an actor. And he's done...
I'll tell you a quick story. When they did that film in 1988, Michael Keaton's role actually was a lot smaller in the original script, right. But the dailies were so good that they kept expanding his role. And, you know, the weird thing about Tim Burton, I'm a fan, although he's had some big misfires.
Today's Tim Burton's birthday, that's what we're talking about.
Yes, he turned 58 years old, but I remember seeing Beetlejuice on a Friday afternoon. I went by myself because I was a Michael Keaton fan. I wasn't that familiar with Tim Burton because I never actually saw Pee-wee's Big Adventure in a movie theater back in 85, which is his first theatrical directorial film. But after I watched Beetlejuice, I knew I liked a lot of it, but I was very mixed on it. But I was so intrigued, I went to see it again and wound up seeing it 8 more times
in
the theater for a total of 9. And I became a big Tim Burton fan. He got Batman in 89, which really changed the way movies are marketed. limited today. I'm a fan of a lot of his films. Edward Scissorhands would be my favorite. But having said that, I think his career took a slight turn because he was absolutely the wrong director to helm the Planet of the Apes remake in 2001. And then I didn't like
his career. He's on all that weird stuff with Johnny Depp, you know, that Alice in Wonderland thing and whatever. He's done, what, three or four? Didn't he do
he's done a lot.
Wonka?
Ed Wood with Johnny Depp, which was a great movie. Edward
Scissorhands,
Sleepy Hollow, which I thought was a really good movie also.
I love Sleepy Hollow.
But Alice in Wonderland rode the wave of the Avatar 3D wave and made $1 billion worldwide, even though it is
not
a
really
good movie.
Woo! It made that kind of... Alice in Wonderland made that kind of...
What happened is because Avatar was the first 3D release with James Cameron's new technology. And then Alice in Wonderland was the second 3D release over at Disney, and people just wanted to see 3D. So even though it really wasn't a very good movie, it made a fortune, that film.
Wow.
I saw that in the movie theater in 3D, and I didn't think it was a great movie, but, you know, I love Alice in Wonderland anyway, so... And I like Johnny Depp as the Mad Hatter, so it was okay.
Good question. Who here likes 3D? I do not.
That's a good question for Twitter. Why don't you post that Twitter at Disney Show? Who likes using... I don't like it at all.
I will avoid... If I'm going to theater, I'll check the times to make sure that the screening I want to see it in is 2D. Don't like 3D.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, we'll post that question. Meanwhile, Chucker has some more movie news for us in a moment here.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Pressing for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it? Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button so you get real numbers, not estimates. And hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone. That's tough. They all sound great. I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
All right, Chucker, what's in the movie news bag today?
This is an interesting one that broke last night. Pre-production on the sixth installment in the very popular Mission Impossible franchise has been stopped by Paramount due to a contract money dispute with actor Tom Cruise. Now, I'm sure they're going to back up the truck and unload anything he wants to do it. But I'm curious what he wants. I'm sure he wants probably $25 million plus some profit participation.
Yeah, $20-$25 up front and figure it out so you get another $20-$25 at the other end.
That's pretty good work if you can get it. I'm going to go for a job.
Well, isn't
that
the deal that Robert Downey has? Is more or less the same thing.
He's got a great deal with playing Iron Man in the Marvel.
Was Affleck smart enough to build that into his Batman deal?
I don't think he has a deal as lucrative, but he's now one of the executive producers.
Yeah, that's how they pay him.
Justice League. He's got a great deal.
Yeah, when you look at the credits, when you see executive producer, that means they're getting it on the back end. That's all that means.
Yeah, but there's different terminologies for execs. Some are more powerful than others, so.
Well, Cruz would be in that
absolutely
circumstance. Yeah, right.
Always fun, Doug.
You had a good time here today, Chuck?
Yeah, I did. I really did. Thanks.
All right, will you come back tomorrow?
I will.
Good. Thank you. Chuck Curry, 59 past the hour.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.